Hallelujah.
I exalt your name. I exalt your name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready, honey? Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, confess that you were blessed. Amen. Hey, one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is we possess what we confess. Hello? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So the Lord took me somewhere. Before we get into the message today, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 7. We have Jesus that's speaking here, John 7. And I jumped through the word, so you might want to just find something to jot down scriptures. Because once I get going, I'll get going. Hallelujah. But Jesus said this in verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Make sure that you recognize that Jesus, God himself in the flesh, is making reference to the scripture. So with that in mind, he makes reference to Solomon. So go with me to Proverbs chapter 18 for a moment. Proverbs 18. Verse number 4. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Amen. So Jesus said, out of the belly flows rivers of living water. And when we're speaking having living water, we're speaking life. So with that in mind today, look at me in James chapter 1 for the message this morning. How many know that God has a purpose and a plan for today? Amen. How many know that God knew everyone that would be here? Yeah. Amen. How many know that God has you here because he has something to say to you today? Yeah. Amen. He will not leave you out. He'll speak to everybody that's gathered here today. All right? There's no one that's more valuable than you are. You've got great value and you have great worth, no matter what man says, no matter what people says, it's what God says about you. Amen. You were created in his image. Amen. Sometimes when we're created in his image, we get confused because we can't try to say what the image looks like. But you know what the image looks like? Look in the mirror. It looks just like you. Hallelujah. So look at the one next to you and say, you are created in God's image. You have the image of God. I'm grateful that you're here today. Amen. Amen. So in James chapter 1, verse number 16, the word of God says this. He says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The title of this morning's message is Good Things Flowing. Good Things Flowing. We're going to look at the gifts, the grace, and the glow. Amen? I have something the Lord called me to do is to bring everybody into unity. Amen? Coming into agreement. So can you lift your word with me and can you repeat after me together as we're coming into the unity? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I will hear God's word and my life will change. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you're sending it here today to accomplish something in every heart and every life, Father God. I pray like Isaiah prayed of old, Father God. Send that angel to the altar and take those tongs and grab those coals and put them upon my lips, Father God. Purify the words that come out of my mouth, Father. May the words that come forth edify and exhort and comfort every hearer that's gathered here today. And when all is said and all is done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. He says, every good gift and every perfect gift. Amen. And when I was looking at that, one verse in Romans 6, we find the greatest gift of all is our salvation. There's no greater gift. Everything else is a PS, following, inviting Jesus into our hearts and our lives as our Lord and Savior. He says in Romans chapter 6, verse number 22, he says, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we're thanking God that he has good things that are flowing. The greatest thing that is flowing is our salvation. Amen. We become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. So he says to us also about good gifts. And the Lord took me to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to speak to the parents in the place. Jesus said this in Matthew 7:11. He said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. Everyone seeks finds. And everyone that knocks, the door will be open. I'm kind of persistent. I ask. And if I'm not receiving, I seek. And then if I am seeking, if I get it, I knock. And if I knock and don't get it, I go back to asking again. Amen. And I go seeking. Amen. Until I get what God said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man. He needs to repent. What God says, he'll do. Then he says in verse 12, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Amen. You know, God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we reap. I love this church and this ministry knows. I love Hosea 10:12 where he says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and he rains righteousness upon us. Amen. So we find that the greatest gift is salvation. Just as you know how to give good gifts to your children, your Father knows how to give good things to you. And Luke, he talks about how much more we give the Holy Spirit to them that ask in Luke 11:13. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, God has given every child of God gifts. How many know that God doesn't leave anybody out? Amen. Not only does he give you the gift of salvation, he gives you gifts of the Spirit for the benefit of others. Amen. When we get revelation and understanding how valuable we are to others and how valuable others are to us, we won't look at them in the same light. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get caught up in the world's standards and the world's ways, but God's ways are far higher than man's ways. Amen. So he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10, he says, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. He says, if any man speak, let him do it, as let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So he says to us today that James says every good gift and every perfect gift. Amen. That God has instilled so many gifts. I mean, he's a gift giver. Amen. How many know you can't outgive God? Amen. I don't know about you, but every time that I feel like I'm lacking somewhere, he just shows me how blessed I am. Amen. So with that in mind, he says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down. And what he was speaking to my heart there about is the grace of God. I love that song that says, grace like rain is falling down. Amen. What grace is unmerited favor. It's not what I have done to deserve it. Matter of fact, in Ephesians chapter 2, are you with me? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, the Apostle Paul says this. He says that in the ages to come, he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But he didn't stop there. The gift of salvation is given to us. But now out of the salvation, I start operating and blessing others. For in verse 10, he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. In other words, Jesus went about doing good. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's the goodness of God that changes our minds. Amen. I'm not here to tell anybody how bad they are. I'm here to tell you how good God is. We serve a good, good God. Amen. That's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. Amen. Amen. I mean, we got to get God out of this little box. He's not in a little box. He's a God that fills the very atmosphere that we're in. He fills the whole universe. Amen. We serve a big, big God. Amen. And guess what? The devil's showing off right now, but God is greater. Amen. God is greater. And one day he'll be kicked out and put in hell for a period of time for 1,000 years. He'll be released for a season. But you know what I'm working for now? What I'm doing all my good works for is for the millennial reign with Christ. Amen. I'm stacking my riches for that millennial reign with Christ because I'm going to reign with Christ on this earth for 1,000 years. Amen. Now I'll spend eternity with him in heaven, but there's 1,000 years on this earth that we're going to reign with Christ. Hallelujah. And then the Jerusalem will come down. A new heaven and a new earth will be formed. And a new city will come down from heaven. And that's the time when the Jews will be united back, and they'll take the head, and we'll still be there. There's 24, 12 elders and 12 of the Jews and 12 of the Gentiles, all right? There are 24 elders before the throne of God. Are you with me? So in Titus chapter 2, verse number 11, the apostle says this, writing to his student, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Then if you look down in verse 7 of chapter 3, the apostle says this to his student Titus, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Amen. Hey, we're not done. We're not just waiting for the Lord. We're about the Father's business. Amen. We're the Father's businessmen reaching this earth. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 28, the Apostle Paul, speaking about the body of Christ, verse 28 says that God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracle? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet shew I unto you a more excellent way. And then he goes in speaking about all these gifts are manifested in love. You know, God, there's some prophets in the midst that need to open up their mouth and start bringing edification and exhortation to the body. If you're not speaking, shame on you. Hello? If you're called to prophesy, if you're called, he says, workers of helps, we're to help, workers of governments and the business. How many know that there's a business? If we're in this world and we got to render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's, and we got to render unto God's what is God's, amen? Even though we're called out of this world, we're still in this world, and he says to us that we have to operate and move in that atmosphere, okay? So everybody has a gift. Look at the one next to you and say, you are gifted. I really need your gift to be shown to me. I need it for my benefit and for my growth. Amen. Let me say something to you. I want to get this out to you. The Holy Spirit said to me the other day, I was in that prayer, and the Holy Spirit said to me, one, it's not about your ability. If you were able to do it, you wouldn't need God to do it for you. Amen? Amen? We're trusting God to speak through us, to use us for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. Amen? How many know that there's someone in this room that needs an encouraging word today? How many know that you're not just supposed to wait for the pastor to do it? And the Lord swells up in you a word, you need to stand up and say, I got a word for somebody today. Amen? And there ain't no sense hiding it. They're not benefiting it because you're thinking about it. Amen? There's no benefit from that. Open your mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Speak it forth and bring life in the abundance thereof. Amen. God has a word for everybody. And so many times people walk out and are discouraged because somebody had a word for them and they didn't open their mouth and give the word. Hallelujah. And don't you worry about what man thinks. You're not doing it for man. You're doing it for God, and you're doing it unto him. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. To God be the praise. Hallelujah. If God could use a jackass, he could use me. And even times I act like one. Not too many amens there, I pray. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Every last one of us sometimes operate in the spirit, and sometimes all of us operate in the flesh. How many know there's a battle? Amen. Amen? Amen? Is anybody holding anything? Hallelujah? Just say, here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. See, you know what happened just now? someone was supposed to sing a song and your pastor sung it and he ain't a great singer. And you have a better voice than he does. And when the Lord puts a song in your heart, he says, come with songs and hymns and spiritual songs unto the Lord. And somebody thinks that it's just during the praise and worship. Oh, I got a spiritual song I'm going to bring to you in praise and worship. No, when God's word is going forth, all of a sudden there's a song. All of a sudden there's a prophecy. All of a sudden there's a tongue. All of a sudden God's being magnified and glorified in our presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So he says every good gift and every perfect gift, the gifts, cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness. The Father of lights is the glow. And look with me in Psalms 84. I don't know if you get it or not, but this is some really good preaching. You know why I know it's good preaching? Because it's from the Father, it's from the Holy Ghost, and God has a word to say to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he wants you to get it into your spirit so that you can arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The psalmist says in 84:11, we're talking about the Father of lights now, the glow. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord God will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. You know, he says for us to trust the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, our ways acknowledge him, and he's going to give us direction. So in 1 John chapter 1, and we're talking about glowing. Hallelujah. Verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus said this in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, if you never show him off, they're not seeing it. And we're not showing ourselves off. All glory belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, I serve a God, he doesn't share his glory with anyone. Amen. But he'll take us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Amen. I don't know. I just love God's presence. Amen. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So with that in mind, in closing, we're going to look at the goodness. Goodness. Good things flowing. We find that good things are flowing. The gift, the grace of God, the glow, but also the goodness of God. I love it in Jeremiah chapter 31. Verse number 14. The prophet Jeremiah said this, I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. He said, well, that's for the priest. Well, God says to you, you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God. Hallelujah. So what God is saying to you and I today simply is this. Church, what God is looking for you and I to do is put to practice Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, where he says, arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Can we get excited about the one we serve? So simply in closing today, what is God saying? There's good things flowing. The gifts of God. He's deposited in you with a purpose and a plan. Only by the grace of God. Not because you deserved it or earned it. Because God sees you and he gave you the perfect gift. Amen. Amen. You know, he gave you the gift that fits you. Hallelujah. It's like trying to put on a pair of pants that are too small for you. Hello? Hello? No matter how you squeeze or whatever, even if you get them on, you don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? God wants you and I to know that his gifts are flowing to you today. They're flowing to you by his grace so that you may glow in his goodness. But it says to you and I, this takes for us to have a heart of gratitude. He says, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants you to know that he has a plan and a purpose in your life. And his plans are for good and not for evil. He gives you plans to give you hope and an expected end. God never starts something he doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher of our faith. It seemed like we were seeing something, we were doing something, it didn't happen in our time, and we wanted to give up. And God says to you today, don't grow weary and well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Keep your eyes upon me, says the Lord. Once I start something in you, I'm going to breathe on it, and it's going to be manifested. Reach your hands to heaven and ask God to breathe on you today. Ask for a fresh breath from heaven, Father God. Breathe on us today in this atmosphere, Father God. Strengthen us, Lord, in your power and in your might, Lord. And we'll never cease to give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for the word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And the Lord's knocking on your heart's door. Maybe you're here, you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you picked him up, but you just made him your Savior and not your Lord. That song said for us today to surrender all to him. And if that is you, would you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, I need to surrender. Is there anyone at all? Pastor, I want to surrender it all to him. Everybody at all. I see your hand, they put it down. I see your hand, they put it down. There's another one here today. I'm going to surrender it to you, Lord. I want you to raise your hands to heaven. Everybody in the room, can we raise your hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable, that does not change. Father, I thank you, Father God, for our salvation. We thank you, Father God, our salvation is healing body, mind, soul, and spirit. So Lord, right now we got to bring our minds under submission, Father God. Your word says to cast down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Father, you see your servants in this room today. They're called to serve you and they're surrendering their lives completely to you. Lord, have your way in their hearts and lives. Lord, be with us today as we break bread together, as we fellowship together, as we enjoy each other's company today. Lord, just have your way downstairs as much as you're having your way upstairs. You're the God that fills the complete atmosphere. So I thank you for every heart and every life, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.